Open your Bibles, please, to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. Our text for the night is going to be from the book of Isaiah, eventually. But I want to start with Adam. If you will look for a moment at this pen, and just imagine that that is the human race. When Adam took that fruit from Eve and ate it, he dropped the human race into sin. But other things happened. By one man, sin entered the world. And death by sin. So that death had passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Sin, death, but there's something else. Look, if you would, at chapter 3 just for a moment. Listen, as Adam makes his confession, he says in verse 10, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. Think of that statement. I was afraid. He introduced sin. He introduced death. And he introduced fear into the human race. About 450 times, God's word tells us not to be afraid. There are so many times. One that you know, we'll use our text a bit later. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Did you hear that? Fear not. Be not dismayed. Dismay is a form of fear. Listen to the forms of fear. Have you ever worried? Worry is fear. Have you ever been jealous? You say, but preacher, jealousy cannot be wrong. God's jealous. Well, he is jealous. But God is jealous with a godly jealousy. He knows the damage that would come into our lives if we allow fear to come. But jealousy is fear. He is not afraid, but he wants the best for you, and he's jealous over you. He wants you to be protected. Jealousy is the fear of being replaced. And if you replace God with anything else, it's to your damage that you choose another God. Worry, fear, panic, anxiety, all of them are fears. 450 times, roughly, God says, fear thou not. Believe, fear not, be not afraid. All of those different forms, about 450 times. But think again. There's another testimony, one that you may not expect. For this man was a man that feared God. He eschewed evil. And yet his own testimony is that fear came into his life. Turn to the book of Job, right in front of Psalms. Divide your Bible in half. Turn back just a few pages to the book of Job, right immediately in front of the book of Psalms. Look at chapter 3. And this is Job's testimony. Verse 25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that of which I was afraid is come unto me. Miss wisdom in the book of Proverbs chapter 1. She gives us a solemn warning. Listen, she said, I will laugh when your calamity cometh. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. Go back to Job 3:25 a minute. That which I feared is come unto me. Class, if we allow fear to control our lives, that which we fear will come up on us as a judgment for God, from God. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 8, 11, or 11, 8. I can't remember which one right now. 11, 8. God's speaking to Ezekiel and to Israel. He said, you feared the sword. Therefore, the sword will come upon you. What we fear will come upon us. We fear disease. We are programming ourselves to experience disease. Look at verse 25 of Job 3 again. The thing which I feared is greatly come upon me. Turn back to chapter 1. What kind of man is Job? Verse 1. Perfect, mature, godly, upright. He did right. He walked right. He did right. He thought right. He feared God and he eschewed evil. But he had a problem. 7 sons, 3 daughters. He said, it may be. Look. Verse 4, his sons went down feasting to houses, every one in his day, and sent and called their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. And it was so that when the days of fasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned. What has happened? He's afraid that his sons have sinned, and he's offering sacrifice because they may have sinned. He's afraid that his sons have sinned. Would be destroyed. He was afraid that his business would be destroyed. He was afraid that for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Notice the next verse. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Worry, no rest. Worry, no quiet. Worry, no safety. That which Job feared came upon him. The children of Israel come out of Egypt. They've been there over 400 years. A king has arisen that does not know Joseph. They have now become slaves. They're led out of Egypt on the way to the land of milk and honey. From the time that God began to speak to Moses at the burning bush, all of his life, all of Moses' next 40 years, God had promised them the land of milk and honey. they're on the way. God says, I will give you that land of milk and honey. The 13th and 14th chapters of Numbers tell the story. Look, if you would, at Numbers 13, just a moment. Look, chapter 13. 10 spies come back. And they give report on this land of milk and honey. And they said, verse 27, it surely floweth with milk and honey. Nevertheless, and oh, my friend, look at verse 32. I'll go back to verse 28 in just a moment. And they, the 10 men, brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. What an evil report. All the people that we saw are men of great stature. Verse 33, we saw giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. We were as grasshoppers in their sight. Turn to chapter 14 just a moment. Verse 36, and the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him, by bringing up a slander upon the land. Even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land. Listen, class. The nation of Israel that comes out of Egypt has 600,000 plus men of war. Now, how many? 600,000 men of war. The youngest, just over 20. The oldest man of war, 50. How many senior citizens? How many women? How many children? Standing there in the wilderness are millions of people, but 600,000 of them are men of war. What's their problem? They're faint-hearted. They're afraid. 40 years later, when it comes time for Joshua to lead them into the land, Deuteronomy chapter 11 says, before you can go to war, ask the people. Number one, anybody in this crowd that's betrothed a wife but you've not married, you can't go with us to war. Anybody in this crowd that's built a house but you've not occupied it, you can't go to war. But there was another one, a critical one. He said, officers, go to the people and you just tell them, anybody in this crowd that's fixing to go to war? If you're faint-hearted, if you're afraid, go home. Because you going out to war, some of your brethren will faint because you're faint-hearted. And you're afraid, and you cannot go to war if you're faint-hearted and afraid. 40 years later, they made that rule. God gave them that law. But the first time, those that were faint-hearted and afraid gave an evil report. And 600,000 plus men of war died in that 40-year period because they were faint-hearted and had faint-hearted warriors. And 600,000 men of war died in the wilderness. Six hundred corpses who had said, "We'll go in there and our children will be killed as we go into the land of Canaan." And their children, that they'd been afraid that they would die, were the very ones who go into Canaan land 40 years later. Fear seems to be such an innocent thing, but it is so destructive. Look now at Isaiah chapter 41. I want to stretch a little bit beyond this text. Look at verse 41. "Who raised up the righteous man from the east? Called him to his foot. Gave the nations before him and made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword, as driven stubble before his bow. He pursued them and passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done this, done it, calling the generation from the beginning? I am the Lord, the first and the last. I am he." Look at verse 9. "Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said to thee, Thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and cast thee away and not cast thee away." And then God says, "Listen, fear thou not. Why? I am with you." Class, if you have been saved, forgiven by the grace of God, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you will never be alone. God is with you. Amen. I am with you. Be not dismayed. And the word dismayed has in it the idea of panicked. He said, "Don't you be panicked. Listen to him. For I am thy God." Class, understand, any time you and I are panicked, we're fearful, what we fear has become our God. The word here in verse 10, the Hebrew word that is translated fear, it has in it the idea of giving reverence. That's not the only idea, but that's one of the ideas, that it gives reverence. When you and I are afraid of something, we're worshiping it. Anything to which we're addicted, it controls the use of our time, the use of our money, Addictions control our relationships, our language. And the same is true from what we fear. And God says, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Here is what I fear. And what I fear has become my God. And God says, no fear, no dismay, no panic, for I am your God. I am your God. And then he says, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Listen, you know it by memory. Romans 10:10, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and the right hand of God's righteousness, that you become righteous in God's eyes by simply believing. Romans chapter 5 says that we've received abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. God says so clearly that he, God the Father, hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be sin for us, he who knew no sin, and this I'm adding my paraphrase, and he who knew no sin might become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. But look at verse 11. Behold, all they were not incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They shall strive with thee. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Verse 14, fear not, thou worm Jacob, ye men of Israel. I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make thee a sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and beat them small, and shall make the hills as chaff. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and glory in the Holy One of Israel. Class, understand, our I am is the way, the truth, and the life. Our I am is the resurrection and the life. Our I am is the bread of life, the water of life, the door, the Redeemer, the Holy One, the Good Shepherd. He is our creator. He is our possessor, the possessor of everything in heaven and earth. He is the controller of everything in heaven and earth. He is the ruler in the kingdoms of men and sets over each kingdom whomsoever he will. That's our God. And God says, fear thou not. Don't worry. Don't be panicked. Don't allow anxiety to control your life. I'm with thee. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with my own, with the right hand of my righteousness. Fear thou not. Our God lives in our bodies. And our God will deliver us. Let's bow our heads for a moment. Would you ask yourself the question, Is there any area of my life that is controlled by fear? Would you allow God to bear witness of any fear that's there? Dismay, worry, anxiety, panic, jealousy. If you found, if God the Holy Spirit has placed his finger on an area of fear, would you confess it as sin? Would you receive by faith the cleansing of the blood of Jesus Christ, God's forgiveness? And would you place yourself in God's hands and ask him to help you live a life that is free from fear? Trust him, rely upon him, depend upon him to deliver you from fear.